May we open our hearts to all of God's living life forms and recognize the plants are listening to the cosmic music that also radiates within our hearts. When we sing, when we dance, we awaken to the higher heavenly forces of creation, to that of the angelic powers and the heavenly host. And we know that they are watching us. Those connected with Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Salafiel, Yegudiel, and Barakiel. We open our hearts and we feel as if we have grown our own wings, as the vibrations of the wings create the harmonies for life. They help us in our ascension. The trees and the plants connected with the Divine Mother also are expanding their branches as they hear the cosmic music of the spheres, and their petals unfold the higher geometries connected with the cosmic sacred geometries of the Most High.
And I began to understand how the Tree of Life connected with the angelic family. And it came to pass after this that my spirit was translated, and I ascended into the heavens, and I saw the holy sons of God, and they were stepping on flames of fire. Their garments were white, and their raiment was on light upon light, and their faces shone like the snow. And I saw two streams of fire before my eyes, and the light of that fire shone like the hyacinth. And I fell upon my face before the Lord of Spirits. And the angel Michael, the archangel Michael, seized me by my right hand and lifted me up above the world, and led me forth into the secrets of the higher creation. And he showed me all the secrets of the righteous ones, the tzaddikim, those that were in the higher worlds. And he showed me all the secrets of the ends of the heavens, the shamayim, and all the chambers of all the stars, and all the luminaries whence they proceed before the face of the Holy Ones. And he translated my spirit, my Ruach, into the heaven of the heavens. And I saw there, as it were, a structure built of crystals, and between these crystals, tongues of living fire, and fire surrounded me. And my spirit saw the great plan which surrounded the house of fire, the superluminal fire, and all its four sides had streams full of living fire that were placed around that house of the Divine Eternal One. And around about were seraphim and cherubim and ophanim, those who were with the wheels within the wheels, those who were with the glorious teachings and those who were with the glorious administration of the angelic ones. And these are they who sleep not, but guard the throne of glory and the house that governs the house of many mansions, the holy Hekeloth. And I saw angels who could not be numbered and counted, 1,000 thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 encircled that house, and I was awestruck. And before me I saw Michael and Raphael and Gabriel and Paniel, the holy archangels who are above the heavens, the Shemayim, who go in and out of the house and govern the angelic family. And they came forth from that house of glory with Michael and Gabriel, Raphael and Paniel, and the many holy angels without number. And fire surrounded me, and I was lifted higher and higher until I saw with them the head of days, the Rosh Yomim. His head was white with light and pure as wool. His garment shined with brilliant colors indescribable. I fell upon my face and my whole body became relaxed. In the changing of garments, my flesh and my spirit became transfigured as one. And I cried out with a loud voice, and the spirit of power, of Geburah, came upon me and blessed and glorified and extolled the Divine One, the Head of Days, the Rosh Yomim. And with these glorious blessings, teaching went forth out of my mouth that was well-pleasing before the Head of Days, the Rosh Yomim. And that Head of Days, that Rosh Yomim, came with Michael and with Gabriel. The Head of Days spoke through Raphael and Paniel, and thousands and ten thousands of angels without number, part of the great and glorious holarchy that came from the higher worlds, this world. And we shall ascend in glory, and our names will be written in golden letters in the book of life. And we shall rejoice with all manner of life, sons and daughters, men and women, all tribes shall be gathered in oneness with the Son of Man, and a greatness shall overcome the planet itself, raised to higher glory, enjoining the nations of the heavens, the great family of the Eternal One, the Son of Man, the daughter of the Divine Spirit, the Eternal One, shall all be in one family on one new planet, and one new humanity shall be the new Adams and the new Eves, the dwelling places with the angelics. The separation shall be no more, but light and love and enlightened energy shall be with us. In the name of He who is, who was, and who shall be, forever and ever, and ever and ever, and ever and ever, we shall be in the dwelling places with bodies of light.